This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York. It is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. In 2 Chronicles 13, King Abijah of Judah is faced with civil war. The chronicler wants us to observe how Abijah approached this war when the odds were heavily stacked against him. His adversary was King Jeroboam of northern Israel, and he had amassed an army of chosen mighty warriors that was twice the size of Abijah's army. In what is certainly the high water mark of Abijah's reign, he addresses Jeroboam and the army of northern Israel, and he explains his unbeatable strategy. He highlights these two things on which he will rely. One, God made a covenant promise to King David that his sons would rule. Two, Judah had not forsaken the true worship of the Lord conducted at the temple in Jerusalem. Despite the odds stacked against him and the ambush planned by Jeroboam, Judah wins an incredible victory. And 2 Chronicles 13:15 says, God defeated Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. 13:18 explains, Judah prevailed because they relied on the Lord, the God of their fathers. The chronicler's lesson is this. If you want to win your battles, rely upon the Lord. And relying upon the Lord is standing upon his promise related to his anointed king and never forsaking true worship. As New Covenant believers, we are not called to physical war against our enemies, but we are called to battle, and we battle every day against the world, the flesh, and the devil. We battle visible and invisible enemies with deadly intent. Let us learn from the chronicler who, inspired by God, urges us to rely upon him by standing with Christ, his anointed king, and offering worship in spirit and in truth. In this, we may enjoy a surprising confidence because we have an unbeatable approach to every battle we face. The battle belongs to the Lord. As Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17 puts it, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Jamesville, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.